Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at Foreign Print. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 125, Gamification. This episode is presented by Foreign Print Incorporated marketing associate, Lance Stratton. Ready, set, play. Use gamification to improve customer and employee engagement. When you hear the word gamification, what comes to mind? Do you wonder, as this reader did, if it's a word your kids invented to get more screen time? Whatever it makes you think about, you may not associate it with corporate strategy and process improvement. Yet, according to a study by the Gartner Group, by 2015, more than half of organizations that manage innovation processes will use gamification. And within the next year, a gamified service for consumer goods marketing and customer retention will become as important as Facebook, eBay, or Amazon. By 2014, research shows that more than 70% of global 2,000 organizations will have at least one gamified application. So, if you still think gamification is a passing trend or something your kids do on the weekends, think again. It's not just the new thing, it's the thing. Believe it or not, gamification is not a new concept. The term was coined in 2002, but refers to basic marketing concepts designed to engage users and solve problems. It uses game thinking and game mechanics in non-game contexts, and is used in applications and processes to improve user engagement, return on investment, data quality, timelessness, and learning. A practical example might help. Picture yourself in a car, speeding along the highway. You know you shouldn't speed, so you slow down. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a flashing sign ahead says you are entered into a jackpot lottery because you are obeying the speed limit. A picture of your license plate is entered into a random drawing, and thanks to simply obeying the speed limit and driving safely, you could win big bucks. Would that motivate you to drive slower in the future? Maybe. And that is what gamification is all about, trying to find fun ways to change behaviors. Still a skeptic? Actually, the speeding example is real. It's the brainchild of Kevin Richardson and sponsored by the Swedish National Society for Road Safety in Stockholm and Volkswagen. Implemented in 2010, the Speed Camera Lottery was part of a safe driving program in Sweden. Strategically located cameras took snapshots of vehicles as they drove by, while showing a sign that indicated their speed and whether or not they would be eligible for the safe driving lottery. To generate cash for the lottery, every time a car was caught speeding, the resulting fine that was collected was sent to the lottery. Random winners were chosen to receive a check containing lottery winnings. The idea was simple: drive legally and earn money. The program was a huge success, and within the first week of launch, it reduced driver speed by 22%. According to Gabe Zickerman, author of the book Game-Based Marketing and the CEO of Gamification.co, almost anything can be gamified, even cancer. While he recognizes cancer is frightening and life-threatening, he says gamification can be used in a positive way to enhance the patient experience. Zickerman says, "We have data to show that when we give cancer patients gamified experiences to help them manage their drug prescriptions and manage chemotherapy, they improve their emotional state and also adhere to their protocol." Others find that gamification has some limitations. Scavenger founder Seth Priebatsch, for example, believes that, quote, "Game mechanics can fix lots of problems and do lots of great things, but they are not a good fit for everything. Just like social is super powerful, but not a great fit for everything. Everything has limitations, and the beauty of both of these mega trends is that they're a great fit for more situations than not," unquote. But experts agree on the fundamentals. Gamification is here to stay and is becoming increasingly popular thanks to the generations that grew up with video gaming. In fact, M2 Research Incorporated, a consulting and business intelligence firm, predicts that companies will spend upwards of $2 billion on gamification services by 2015. Brian Burke from the Gartner Group summarized it well when he said, "Gamification will play a key role in innovation management, both internal and external to organizations, by engaging a target audience and leveraging the collective intelligence of the crowd to solicit ideas, develop those ideas, and predict success using prediction market mechanisms. Part of the reason gamification is so popular is because it's effective for multiple industries and demographics. And when it comes to innovation and engagement, it leads to significant savings and opportunities. In other words, it's more than just a fun thing to do. It's a cost-effective strategy. In this podcast, we'll review the types of gamification strategies and how organizations are using them to improve and transform. We will examine how to determine if gamification is right for your organization and provide some tips on how to get started. So, get ready to play. If you're lucky, you'll earn valuable points that can be applied in your organization. What really is gamification? According to Business Gamification for Dummies, it is a modern business strategy that leverages principles from games to influence favorable customer behavior on the web in order to improve customer loyalty, engagement, and retention. Gamification can be used by any department in a company, including HR, sales, marketing, engineering, and support. It can also be used for any web-based experience like mobile, website, retail, or community. So, how does gamification work? Sometimes, people need a little extra motivation to do things that don't have immediate consequences or are stressful to contemplate. Things like buying life insurance, saving for retirement, eating well, and exercising are easily set aside to make room for the fun things in life. This is where gamification enters the picture. Game playing is something that is perceived as fun and provides immediate feedback and reward. It's one way to make things like exercising and eating healthy enjoyable and makes it easier to participate. Think of customer loyalty programs, point programs, and competition-based play to promote innovation and brand recognition. Every gamification strategy is different, and the range of variation is wide. Some companies include a simple counter or status bar to track participation, while others provide full-fledged games with roles, rules, and winners. Experts say the trend is not restricted by company size or industry. Customers and employees of all levels, races, and genders participate in gaming. Samsung, for example, worked with the vendor Badgeville, a company known for implementing successful game strategies to improve employee and customer engagement. Visitors to the Samsung website earn points and badges depending on their level of social engagement. For example, users that like the Samsung Facebook page earn 200 points. Submit comments and reviews, and you can earn 300 points, or register your product to earn 500 points. Earn enough points, and you will win a badge or reward for your activities. Some of the rewards are Samsung products or discounts. A leaderboard displays users with the highest number of points to encourage you to keep playing and winning. The end result was impressive. Samsung saw 66% more users submitting 447% more product answers on its global website. It also increased sales. User-generated content prompted 34% of users to put 224% more items in shopping carts. Indeed, gaming has potential for significant bottom-line impact, and that's why it's become one of the fastest-growing corporate strategies. There's no set approach to gamification, and the choices and opportunities are endless. But the goal is the same: increase customer or employee participation, loyalty, and engagement using fun and interactive games. The popularity of gamification is increasing because it works. But there's a lot to learn, starting with the basic structure and elements of gamification. First, we'll talk about achievement badges, contests, and leaderboards. In general, enterprise gamification strategies include awards, prizes, rankings, leaderboards, points, contests, challenges, and badges. A scoring structure is fundamental to almost all gaming strategies, and most provide a way for participants to earn points in exchange for certain actions or behaviors. But how exactly are they used? Badges are used in popular social networking applications like Foursquare and Farmville to show progress in the game. You can get badges for completing tasks, meeting activity thresholds, winning challenges, and so on. Sometimes, badges represent a participant's overall standing. In a Foursquare, for example, users check in at restaurants or retail stores, earning points and badges that translate into online status symbols. Visit your favorite neighborhood coffee shop enough, and Foursquare will name you mayor. There is always another level to reach to drive user engagement, and the collection of badges is almost infinite. Some gamification strategies include contests and challenges. These typically have limited time spans. They might run for an hour, a week, or a month. They also encourage users to complete specific tasks or actions. Challenges and contests often create a set of missions and reward those who finish most quickly or effectively with access to products, discounts, or corporate privileges. For example, the global consulting firm Blue Wolf uses gamification to encourage employees to use social media to build their personal and professional brand online. Blue Wolf runs regular contests, such as Spread the Word Challenge, to encourage employees to share content links to the corporate website using social media channels. An employee that generates 50 clicks back to the corporate website receives a badge for winning the challenge, along with a $25 gift card. Rankings and leaderboards visually display the cumulative result of the points, badges, or challenges participants win. They are implemented on sites to show which players have unlocked the most achievements. In some organizations, the desire to appear on the leaderboard drives players to earn more achievements, thus fueling the motivation to participate. In addition to points, badges, and leaderboards, many gamification platforms include social components that encourage employees to publicize accomplishments, such as earning a new badge or moving up on the leaderboard. For example, Deloitte Leadership Academy urges employees to share the badges they earn for completing online leadership development courses on their LinkedIn profiles as a way to broadcast the skills they are developing to their broader professional network. To encourage interaction, some systems award points for providing social feedback, such as rating or commenting on a colleague's contribution or congratulating him or her for achieving a certain status level. An effective gaming strategy may use one or more of the previous elements in any combination. The idea is to promote a fun, interactive game that keeps players engaged for sustainable periods of time. There's no secret ingredient to success, but it's important to find the right combination for your brand and audience. So, what can you gamify? In the business environment, games can target employees, vendors, or customers. Common applications are in the areas of employee performance, innovation management, education, personal development, and customer engagement. According to gamification expert and author Gabe Zickerman, big companies are using gamification strategies in five key areas. His most recent book, The Gamification Revolution, looks at how leading companies have successfully leveraged gamification to find efficiencies and gain competitive advantages. He identified the following top five areas where companies use gamification. 1, recruitment and hiring. 2, employee training and development. 3, employee feedback. 4, health and wellness. And 5, creating new profit centers. Let's discuss these in more detail. First, recruitment and hiring. If you need to recruit and hire talent, consider gamification. Gaming strategies can be effective ways to attract future employees. Even the U.S. Army used gamification to attract new recruits. Rather than using traditional recruiters, the Army developed America's Army Game to attract new recruits. The game allows user-simulated games that link directly to career websites and job postings. The idea is simple and effective. Not only is it one of the most popular games online, but it's also become the agency's most cost-effective recruiting strategy in history. Next is training and development. Training and development is another area where gamification appears to be a good fit. In the past, employees dreaded training sessions because they were boring, long, and mundane. That's no longer the case if you infuse gamification into the mix. Sun Microsystems, for example, took its new hire onboarding process to new levels by introducing gaming strategies. The games were designed to teach new hires about the organization while making them feel welcome and integrated into the Sun Microsystems culture. The organization wanted to communicate that Sun was a cool, fun place to work. Enter two adventure games that made learning about the company enjoyable and exciting. Sun was able to reduce training costs and increase engagement by as much as 50%. On to employee feedback. Giving and receiving employee feedback is a known challenge in many organizations. Yet gamification makes it easier. Why? It's easier to give feedback real-time instead of a once a year during annual performance reviews. In fact, Some experts believe gamification is a natural fit for employee reviews and may eliminate the need for annual reviews altogether. With gaming, feedback loops and hyperfeedback gives employees an opportunity to publicly acknowledge successes and accomplishments. An employee can give another person a public recognition and award them points. Essentially, gamification makes it easier to give coworkers a pat on the back. Instead of sending a private thank you via email, everyone in the company can see the gesture. Employees can get badges on a leaderboard and be rewarded for daily behaviors. It's a motivator for employees to receive a constant stream of feedback, and when done correctly, instead of using annual reviews, organizations can check leaderboards for an annual performance recap. There are a number of online resources available to help, like Work.com, formerly known as Ripple.com and DoProps.com. Both are peer recognition games for workplaces. As DoProps states on its website, when people feel appreciated, they're happier, more engaged, and more productive. According to Forbes, social recognition and rewards is the hottest new area for software development, not just because it's fun, but because it works. Organizations that use gamification-based recognition systems have over 95% of employees engaged on an opt-in basis. Now we'll talk about health and wellness. Health and wellness is also an area where gamification appears to work. Organizations know that improving an employee's health and wellness increases productivity and reduces absenteeism. It can even affect insurance costs. By financial benefits aside, organizations realize that health and wellness efforts are just plain good for employees and the business, and that's why gamification strategies are popular in this area. Gamification makes it cool to be healthy and stick to an exercise regimen. Next Jump, for example, is a small, New York-based company that is known for its approach to encourage employee fitness. Charlie Kim, CEO of Next Jump, was motivated by research that showed people who exercised regularly and ate healthy had more energy and higher job performance. So, not only did Kim install corporate gyms, but he also created a game that provided team-based incentives for working out and peer support. As a result of giving points and dollars for pounds, over 85% of employees now work out 3 times a week. And finally, creating new profit centers. Early adopters of gamification, like IBM, develop gamification tools that significantly grow the business. The Innovate, for example, is an IBM Business Process Management, or BPM. It is a simulation game that helps IT and business professionals understand how BPM impacts the enterprise. As the application grew in popularity, IBM introduced even more business-to-business products, including the game called City Manager for municipal executives. Today, the Innovate platform is used by over 1,000 organizations and is IBM's number one lead generator. The value and benefits of gamification are clear, but how do you decide if it's the right step for your company? The following section explores some of the key questions you should ask before you start gaming. Dustin DeTomaso, an experienced design director from MadPow, says that companies should think seriously why they're interested in gamification and how it could help them meet their business goals. Before gamifying, he says a business should be able to answer the following questions with confidence. Number 1. What is the reason for gamifying your product or service? 2. How does it benefit users? 3. Will they enjoy it? 4. What are your business goals? 5. How do you get users to fulfill those business goals? And 6. What actions do you want users to take? If you can provide solid answers to all of these questions, says DeTomaso, gamification might be an effective route. Other resources, like the Social Media Examiner, list elements to consider if you are deploying a gamification strategy. There are 26 elements on the list, for example, should you use challenges, badges, gifts, or incentives. The list reviews different applications and provides links to other resources for your consideration. Other items, like demographics, goals, and measurable outcomes, are also on the site. There's also a helpful list of brands that effectively use gamification that you might want to research if you're thinking about moving forward. Once you've decided to pursue gamification, the next step is to determine if you want to create the platform independently or use one of the many vendors that provide ready-made gamification tools. There are literally hundreds of gamification providers to choose from, and some of the top 25 include well-known companies like Badgeville, Bunchball, Lithium Technologies, Gamisfaction, Spigot, Big Door Incorporated, Gigya, to name just a few. Vendors provide tools for different gamification strategies and business areas, so you can narrow your selection depending on your goals. Developing gamification internally requires another level of resources and talent. Gamification is still fairly new. Unless you're well-versed in coding, it's probably not something that is easily done in-house. You might want to hire an independent developer, but this can be costly. Experts suggest that your best bet is to enlist the help of a business specializing in gamification, which can provide a toolkit as well as guidance and support while getting started. There isn't a one-size-fits-all approach to gamification. As Michael Adonopoulos, Chief Customer Officer at SocialText, notes, quote, "Gamification is definitely universal and it works across all different industries, can be applied to many different processes, and can be used by employees of all levels. The challenge is figuring out how a game best works in a specific context to achieve a specific behavior," unquote. The key is to identify the behaviors you want gamification to elicit. According to Badgeville, a popular vendor of enterprise gamification software, there are three mechanics to consider before you get started. Number 1, game mechanics. Game mechanics are the elements such as points or badges that provide participants with feedback on their progress within the game. Number 2, replication mechanics. Replication mechanics are the elements such as leaderboards that publicize participants' status or performance level. And number 3, social mechanics. Social mechanics are the elements such as peer ratings and comments that help participants network and build relationships in the context of the game. According to Patrick Sawyer, CEO of gamification platform Gigya, there are two critical success factors to gamification. The first is to make sure that all gamified elements are inherently social. That is, don't restrict engagement to the internal site community. Award points for activities that reach users' social networks to bring in referral traffic. Secondly, Sawyer advises organizations to focus on rewarding activities that create value for your business. For example, award points and badges for behaviors like subscribing to your company's newsletter, checking into your store, or sending coupons to friends. Gamification is not about haphazardly throwing badges across your site. Best practices to gamify your business can be found on a number of websites. Mashable, for example, has a blog that captures advice from successful entrepreneurs on how to successfully gamify a brand. Here are some tips. Check your budget and stick to it. Gamification can be costly. Appeal to your customers' competitive drive. Think of ways in which you can create an optimal environment for users to express their innate competitive spirit. Promote the prize. Make sure rewards and prizes have value to the demographic you are trying to reach. Remember, small, quick rewards work best. Sometimes small and frequent is more effective because it helps an organization stay top of mind with the consumer. Plus, engagement is sustained when someone is always winning a prize. And create a community. Identify ways to celebrate users with gamification to make your community stronger and more engaging. Encourage social sharing. You can elevate the gaming experience by allowing users to embed badges and/or widgets on their websites and social media channels. And finally, create a sequence of badges and bonuses. This type of sequencing promotes a sense of accomplishment and pride when advancing to the next level in a game. Completion badges and unlock bonuses encourage engagement and growth. Other research says that making games personal, focusing on engaged users, and turning visitors into brand ambassadors is also key to success. Check out entrepreneur.com for case studies on how Samsung, Verizon, Club Psych effectively use gamification to achieve real results. It's clear that a defined strategy that is fully vetted is critical. While estimates show that upwards of 70% of global 2000 organizations will employ gamification techniques by 2014, the same research notes that 80% of those projects will fail unless they are designed thoughtfully. It's imperative to do your research and create a well-defined approach before you gamify. There is a downside to gamification, despite all we've noted. Despite the proven benefits and popularity, gamification is not without challenges and criticism. While it's clearly effective short-term, some experts say that gamification is not a sustainable, long-term strategy simply because no game lasts forever. It's basic human nature. People lose interest and move on. So ideally, gamification strategies must be ready to adapt to changing behaviors and evolve in order to sustain user interest. Other critics argue that gamification cheapens and distracts from a learner's experience. In addition, some believe that earning badges and achievement levels doesn't necessarily equate to corporate engagement or translate into increased sales. Forbes author Elizabeth Corcoran said gamification is about using age-old tactics to change user behavior. She said, "Gamification uses the oldest trick in the book, providing instantaneous feedback, egging on the competition, and rewarding even tiny steps of progress. Gaming assumes that the player isn't especially motivated, at least in the beginning, and then provides barrels of incentives to ramp up that motivation." Some caution against a gamification backlash from the use of extrinsic rewards. Analytics scientist Michael Wu, PhD, voted as the 2010 influential leader by CRM Magazine, observed the following, quote, "A gamification backlash is often caused by the blind use of points and badges, which are extrinsic rewards. Since extrinsic incentives will ultimately decrease a person's intrinsic motivation for the gamified behavior, a phenomenon known as overjustification. When extrinsic rewards can't keep up, you get the backlash. Although there are gamification techniques that leverage intrinsic motivation, most commercial applications use extrinsic incentives. These include perks, special privileges, and cash prizes, which are only feasible up to a certain scale. Then there are points and badges, which are virtual and scalable to the entire social web. Nevertheless, these are all extrinsic rewards, and as such, they are not sustainable." Unquote. In his blog, Wu discusses the dangers of overjustification and what he terms the moral hazard of gameplay. People become too focused in the actual game rather than the activity. Players may develop an insatiable expectation for external rewards that decrease motivation in the long term. When players start playing only for the extrinsic rewards, the gamified behavior you are trying to achieve is lost in the process, and your company becomes the ultimate loser in the game. Gamification strategies should incorporate long-lasting value in order to shift the focus from extrinsic rewards to intrinsic rewards. In other words, if a game demonstrates long-lasting value to the player, extrinsic rewards become less important and expand the influence of your gaming strategy. Even still, research shows that many people find low intrinsic value in many of the commonly used game tactics, and only 21% of users are motivated by intrinsic play. Even if gamification is not a long-term strategy, there are still benefits to its application. The key, says Wu, is to accept that gamification doesn't have to work long-term in order to create sustainable value. Gamification has to work long enough for some other processes to take over as a primary driver of value. Subsequently, gamification will become a secondary reinforcement system that facilitates the primary value drivers. Lack of trained resources posts another challenge to gamification. An entirely new pool of professionals needs to be developed to accommodate the 70% of organizations that will adopt gaming strategies. To meet the demand, estimates show U.S. companies will need 5,000 certified gamification designers over the next 3 years. Despite the challenges, there's ample evidence that suggests gamification works and produces results. Companies that effectively implement a gamification strategy engage employees and customers on an entirely different level. In addition, companies use it to increase sales, customer satisfaction, and brand exposure. Simply put, gaming isn't just for fun, it's for profit. If you still aren't sure, here are some of the ways companies benefit from gaming. EMC2, after adding gaming to its website, increased the amount of feedback it received by 41%. Bell Media increased customer retention by 33% by incorporating social loyalty rewards on its website. EngineYard increased the response rate for its customer service representatives by 40% after posting response time leaders for employees to see. FarmVille boasts over 80 million active users per month, and World of Warcraft had 10.3 million subscribers in its first year. And thanks to its loyalty program, Samsung Nation, Samsung saw an increase of 66% more users submitting 447 more product answers on its global website. In addition, 34% of users put 224% more items in shopping carts. And Verizon Wireless created the community hub Verizon Insider to let users earn points and rewards for participating in contests, posting comments, and promoting events. After launch, users now spend over 30% more time on-site with social login versus site login, and the site increased page views by 15%. Organizations gamify because it introduces a level of fun into what could be mundane. Contemplate taking the work hard, play hard philosophy to a new level across your corporation. According to CRM Magazine, if you want better results from employees and customers, let them play. Use game mechanics to influence behaviors has emerged as a viable means for companies to achieve desired results. For companies that want more attention, participation, and, of course, business, it's an innovative way to engage customers. So, why not get into the game? Use gamification to engage customers and boost sales. When implemented effectively, customers and employees have fun while boosting sales and profits for your organization. Who knows? Maybe your company will hit the jackpot. Thanks for listening to this podcast about gamification. As always, keep on the lookout for our next podcast, 3D Printing. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to others, please visit our website at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.